This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Rocket Football fans, I'm here with Coach Courtney for our routine Monday visit. Coach Courtney, I don't know what to say about that game on Friday night other than, you know, we were in it, and then in a blink of an eye, we weren't.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, just some unfortunate things happened all right in a row. And, some bad bounces, some things we got to take care of. Just all of the above. I thought that we showed early that we could play with them and stayed in it and forced them into some mistakes. We just made too many of our own. That's what I said after the game and watching the film. Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty glaring on kickoff return. We end up, they get the ball three times when we're supposed to be getting it. You just can't do it with a team like that, a quarterback like that, mm-hmm. receivers like that. So just too many mistakes. When we were on defense and we were set, I thought we played really well. Offensive limited plays, but I thought they did pretty well mm-hmm. with the plays that they had. I thought a lot of good things happened on those plays. It's just hard when you're just giving them the ball so much more than you in the first half.
And a team like that that's going to make you pay.
Yeah, you just can't. Those are the mistakes. You got to play a clean football game to stay in that game, execute, play really hard. And, we just weren't able to play as clean as we need to play. I don't know. It's kind of baffling, some of the ball. We just can't get on it and kickoff return. I mean, and it's just something different every time. Some of them, it makes sense. Like, the ball's coming right at us and takes a tough bounce on both of them. It does. One thing on that team, we got to do a better job blocking the guys. They're screaming downfield, and we're not getting them blocked. So when we do muff one or we have trouble covering one, they're on top of us. So that's something that we can control. The bad bounces are something that, you know, it's just a football. It's just how it goes sometimes. But we can definitely do a better job, and would have made a difference in the game if our kickoff return would block a little bit better. So those are some things that stood out. There were some things, some positive things, some positive guys, some positive execution. It's just – and in those plays, that we show we can play with them. It's just you have to do it consistently. I tell the guys all the time, it's not just like – great football players and football teams aren't flashy, make the great plays, and it's just being able to do the right thing every play for the consistency of the game, and that's what they can do, and that's something that we showed that we weren't able to do. So to be able to compete at the top level of the class, we got to be able to execute every play.
Of course, Owensboro Catholic ranked number three in the Associated Press poll. RPI-wise, they're number one in 2A, and we were number 10 in the AP poll. Coach Courtney, I mean, that's a great team. And then another thing, you lose your middle linebacker, Bennett McDaniel. This chronic injuries is just he hadn't been able really to complete much a game. I don't know if he's completed a game all year, but when he goes out, you've got to put a guy in hadn't had as many reps, obviously.
He's the quarterback for our defense and obviously very important to us, brings the physicality to us, and was doing well when he was in the game. Just another unfortunate injury. Hopefully that he'll be back and be ready to go. But Poindexter did come in and play a really solid game, stepped right in for him. So that was good to see, but we're definitely different without Bennett out there. And we're very good with Poindexter in there. I'm not saying that. He's a player. When he's in there, we're really good as well. And even though he doesn't start for us, he might as well. He's getting as many reps as the starters do. It's just, you know, to keep rotation. When things like this, he's a guy that can play every position. So when somebody goes down or someone's tired, he's a guy that can fill in those. So in that reserve spot's almost more important than the starting spots in a lot of ways. So, you know, hopefully we can get Bennett back and you know, move on for him, and hopefully he's healthy. I just hate it for him. I don't know. Just, you know, it's just unfortunate.
How big is Poindexter?
I'd say 6'1".
Maybe
6'2". 180, 185. Yeah, for a sophomore, a nice-sized kid, really worked hard in the offseason to put on size. That was something I told him, that, you know, that would be his thing if he can put on the size, and I think he did really good doing that. And, he's had a really solid year so far.
Yeah, really good year for a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Bright future for that young fellow. And he's got a football pedigree, too. His dad and his grandpa, pretty good football players as well. let's talk about your players of the game. Micah Newcomb on offense. Micah had a very efficient game passing the ball. At one time, he had more. At halftime, he had more passing yards than Atwell did.
Yeah.
And it finished with a strong game, eight for 10 passing, 188 yards.
Right, yeah, just extremely efficient, made good decisions. Like I said earlier, just didn't have much of an opportunity. But yeah, when the offense had opportunities, I thought they were doing a pretty good job moving the ball, moving the sticks, made a couple big plays. Just weren't able to, you know, have an unfortunate fumble starting the game, or two of them really, but one on offense. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, but when they were going, I thought Micah was a big part of it, and I thought they were doing well. It's just obviously back to the turnovers, and that's just not having as many plays offensively to execute. But Micah played a really solid game.
Yeah. And on defense, you had the player of the game was Mankey, I believe.
No, Gabe Keller.
Gabe Keller.
Yeah, Gabe Keller. Yeah. Back-to-back. Yeah, that's right. Another pick, and this one went to the house. So it was really good to see. It was – one of our biggest things going in the game, if we could turn them over, we knew they'd throw the ball a lot, and if we could get a couple of them, it'd be big for us, and we were able to do that, and Gabe was a big part of that. On Gabe's pick, Jacob Carter played really well, too, on the other side. It kind of – Jacob actually gets him off his primary read, and then he has to go to the backside, and there Gabe is. I don't think he was expecting him to be there, and Gabe executed the play and was able to score. So it was a good overall play there. And Gabe had eight tackles on the night, too, for a corner especially. That's a really big night to lead us in solos and total tackles. So he played really well. It's good to see him. That's 2 weeks in a row, three picks in the last 2 weeks, and one for a touchdown. So
he's another guy that looks a lot like Poindexter out there, just long and tall and just a nice big body.
Yeah, it's just nice to have that frame, especially to match up with big receivers that we'll see, especially coming up this week. So it's really nice to have that length out there, and he's doing a great job.
I thought he got a different gear after he caught that ball, too. I mean, he caught it on the run and zoom.
Yeah, saw the end zone, wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
It was a big play.
Yeah, big play. He continues to improve, and he's a guy that didn't always play football, too. He's a relative newcomer, I think. I don't believe he played in Little League.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he did. But really, turned in fine player. Mankey, you had him on special teams.
Yeah, he was special. Kickoff was a huge emphasis this week, and kind of changed the way we did things a little bit. And we're able to get him back, which he had been out with the knee injury. And I thought he kicked the ball extremely well. And field position was something I thought we've really been struggling with. It was night and day. I thought this game and gave us some chances. Even starting the game, they're having to have 10, 11 play drives that they were able to execute. That's tough on offense, even a good one like OCAS. Yeah. And I thought a lot of that had to do with our kicker and our kickoff coverage was much better. We did have one go to the 45, which we messed up on a little bit. But, shoot, that's where we've been starting every game, it seems like, on the 45. So I thought he did a really good job pinning on that, and our guys did a much better job covering on kickoff this week.
Yeah, and Keegan Pearson is your lineman of the week. First time, Fred and Mankey both, I think, players of the game. Newcomers, too.
Yeah, Keegan, this young guy that's really, I felt like, figured it out this week. He kind of just been struggling just a little bit, and it was really good to see him step up and do his job. Did a great job doing that. He's in the right spots, making the blocks, just doing everything that he's expected to do. So it's good to see. You know, when you start young players, you know there's going to be a time gap of when they, you know, kind of figure it out and start really playing well. And for him, it seemed like last week, probably our best opponent and played his best game. So that's really good to see going into district play here.
Yeah, that's right. And then you got a backup quarterback. Summers comes in there. He's 3 for 6. He did have a pick. They're late, but you got some of those young guys in out there as well, running the ball and making some catches. So got them some reps too.
Yeah,
like to get them that way, obviously.
Yeah, no, you don't want to, but in that situation, that's really the only positive you could draw from it. You know, when you're down like that, at least you can get some young guys in, see what they can do, give them some varsity reps versus the varsity team under the Friday night lights. And Quinn, I thought, played really well. And even the pick was right off one of our guys' hands. Just weren't able to bring it in. And He's no doubt going to be a really good player for us when it's his time.
A couple of nice carries by Dakota Sosh.
Sosh also is a good player for us. Get some reps, varsity now, and honestly may get some more coming in the future. But he's a really nice young player as well. That's worth keeping an eye on, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, like you said, just not many offensive chances. Your nephew, Caden Hyard, walked by in the game. He said, do you know how many times I've touched the ball? I said, yeah, two. He said, yeah, I know. He said, I need more catches. And he played a great game, too. He had a good game.
Yeah.
He continues to.
One time he touched it, he fumbled it. I don't know.
Well, we had one go 79 yards, and we lost two. It's tough, man. Tough team comes in here, and we, you know, I think we had them. They were on the edge of their seats over there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're a good football team. It's just so unfortunate, it really is. It really bothers me how bad it got out of hand, because I feel like it's a game that we can be in and did some things really well, just putting it all together once again. But, you know, it's going to be a great one to learn from, I think. You see how those mistakes get magnified and how a team will blow it open on you if you do those things, and how we carry the football and the sense of urgency we have to have and getting set and how plays are coming. And just, you know, that's what a elite team looks like in the class. That's what we're trying to get. And you can see that at times we can do it and at times we can't. So we got to figure out why we can't all the time. So I think it'll be a really good film for us. I think we'll get better from it. And that's what we have to do. We're just now at the mid-season point. It's all about getting better. We're a really good district opponent coming in here, and we got to get it right this week.
That's right. Murray comes in on Friday night, so it doesn't get any easier from here. Tough district coming up. And we'll break down the Murray Tigers on the coaches show later in the week. Thank you, Coach Courtney.
Thanks, Chris.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football. Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.